If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, equal housing lender, MLS 112-4061.
We're going to start with Mary today. What's your story, Mary?
Okay, so this was from the Today Show last night. Tracy Ellis Ross, you guys know her, right? Daughter of Diana Ross. She was on the show, and she kind of put her foot in her mouth. She had comments about packing when traveling, and she says her comments were misconstrued because everyone thought she said that she only packs two pairs of underwear for a whole trip. And she said she did not mean that, according to her, that she does that with her carry-on bag. So do you guys do a separate carry-on thing where you pack more underwear, like your pajamas and more clothes?
I'll take this one.
Okay.
Carmen?
No chance.
You know, you can wash your underwear.
Okay, but two pair? I mean, well, she obviously...
No, but I think she was probably saying she has two pair that she carries with her, so...
Yes, that she
right.
actually
And you're
does.
Asking Mark if he does that, too.
Well, this got me into thinking what people don't like to even wear underwear, because there are people that don't like to wear underwear, some stars out there.
Again, I'll take this one. Mark?
Okay.
Mark?
Wow, a complete pivot into commando situation.
Well, because it got kind of boring, the
when's
story.
Mark, when's the last time you put on underwear?
It's been a minute. I try to...
So,
you know, I don't want to have a lot of laundry, Steve.
No, I get that.
Yeah.
I did ask AI about it, and they said Jason Kelsey does not like underwear.
Of course.
You can't believe AI.
He wears compression shorts.
You
well,
asked
all
AI.
The time.
What
did, well, again, I just Googled it.
98% of the answers on AI are Jason Kelsey.
Yeah. And Lady Gaga. She's another one. Kelly Clarkson.
What was the question
and all
you
the
asked?
Kims.
Do you say...
Are the question earlier was, do you guys pack a carry-on with separate... stuff to make in case your luggage gets lost.
I understand, but you ask AI, do men like to wear underwear?
I don't remember how I phrased it. I go, what famous people don't like to wear underwear?
Here's the deal. What I pack in my carry-on is whatever I couldn't buy if I went to that destination. If I'm going to Mexico, I definitely put my swimsuit in my carry-on because I want to get in the water immediately. I don't want to go shopping for a swimsuit. But everything else, if your luggage is lost for a few days, you can replace underwear pretty quickly.
Well, I guess.
Right? Yeah. Got it. I mean, two pair, that's more than I would pack in my carry-on.
Yeah, I guess. Oh well. But anyway, everyone thought she doesn't pack any underwear.
Underwear, so. Right. Mark?
That was the story.
I try to pack light, Steve, if we're still going down
this
road. All
right, we can move on now.
I'm going to New York for 3 days. One backpack. That's it. There's nothing. I'm not checking anything. One backpack. Bang.
How long are you going there?
Like 3-4 days.
So you're bringing like
five You better bring
pair?
Five or six.
Four pairs of underwear, I'm good. Four shirts, couple of shorts, let's go.
Done.
Toothbrush. Bang.
Same pair of shoes the whole time?
That's right, same pair of shoes.
That's the best thing about being a guy. Yeah. Because women can't get through 4 days with one pair of shoes.
You got to have four. If you're going 4 days, you need all different kinds of shoes.
It's one of the good things. I don't know if I'd make it the best.
Okay, you're right. You guys have a whole list. What's your story today, Carm?
So, because I think it's so bizarre, this is from the Detroit Free Press. A Delta Airlines flight from Omaha to Detroit, they stopped after a male passenger, I don't know why they had to put the gender in there, but they did, from Nebraska, attempted to open an exit row door. And this is like one of my great fears, that you get on the plane and there's just somebody who just wants to be 6 years old and think, oh, we'll play with this. And so the flight, which was operated by SkyWest, had to stop in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, which apparently is roughly halfway between Omaha and Detroit. And they arrested the passenger at the Eastern Iowa Airport, Mario Nick Prelage, 23 years old. He's facing charges of disorderly conduct, assault, possession of prescription medication, texting.
Imagine that. That's the key to the story right there.
Yeah. I mean, I'm always wondering, like, you know, what would happen if you touched that door? But, like, nobody ever does that except for this guy did.
Wait,
so.
Did he? Oh, what did he do? He just
opened
touched
the,
it?
He opened the door. Oh. They had to stop the plane. They had to land.
Wait, he couldn't have opened the door in the air.
Yeah, wouldn't they have all gotten
sucked
out?
Well, the
he attempted to open an exit row door.
There you go.
I don't know how far
he got. The pressure would keep him from opening it.
You sure?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure.
So he pulled out. So how did
I studied journalism?
Okay, well, I'm sure you did.
Yeah.
How far did he get then, Steve? That they had to stop. That they actually landed and knew that he was doing this.
I don't know. I, that's a really good point.
Maybe an alarm goes off or something.
Give
when
me a break.
You
I studied
that.
Journalism.
It was a crazy weekend for air travel. There were a lot of stoppages, and Nancy Liu's going to join us after 5. She's going to talk about that Delta regional flight.
Oh.
That avoided a mid-air collision with a B-52 bomber.
It's just crazy.
It's nutty. And there really hasn't been much said about it, but she's covering it. They said the FAA and the Air Force are looking into
it. Well, this is the second time, right? There was military issues outside of in Washington with the airline.
Right.
There was actually a collision, wasn't there?
So
they hit the helicopter.
She'll cover that. And what's your story today, Steve?
Well, I don't really have a story. I just want to listen to some music. Do you mind?
Let's go.
It's the theme to Ted Lasso.
Oh.
But I think it is Mumford & Sons. They started, the Netflix announced today, or Apple rather, that they've started production on season 4.
Well, it's been so long, I don't remember the music.
You know what, Mary? Don't bring us down, okay?
I'm not bringing you down.
We're excited
about
it.
It's been a long time,
hasn't
it?
You're spending all that money to not see PCA today. Don't take it out on us. Okay?
$14 a beer for no PCA.
Yeah, but they've started filming it. 13 Emmys last year. And who could not be more excited?
Bob Serrata's got to be over the moon.
Does he love it?
He loves it. That's the only reason I checked it out, is because I heard him talking about it.
Wait, when does it start again?
They've started production. I don't know when it's going to air.
Production. Oh, it could be years.
If you would just listen. Okay? Instead of calling.
She's checked out. She's going to the Cubs.
She's calling all of her friends. He's not playing.
I already did.
He's
I texted
playing.
Him.
She had to
They're
drive.
Like, is he hurt? I go, I don't know. Ron Brown said he got something in his eye. Is that true?
Is that true, Ron? He got something in his eye?
No, Carmen, what is it?
Ron Brown said that PCA got something in his eye?
Well, he said maybe, yeah.
That's how things get started.
He thought he got something in his eye.
maybe it'll be a blowout and he'll pinch hit in the ninth. You'll get to see him pinch hit.
Now searching. Pete Crow Armstrong, Ron Brown eye.
Yeah, ask AI, will you?
Yeah. It says no underwear.
Commando. Maybe he forgot his underwear.
That could be it. I don't see anything immediately popping up, but I will continue my search.
All right, you find out what's going on.
Thank you.
And why Suzuki's in center field, not Hap.
Oh, wow.
Look at you, Cub fan.
She's a diehard.
Oh,
she watches every game at home.
Yeah.
You think that Ian Happ is a better center fielder than Seiya Suzuki?
I didn't say better. I just said he, you know, is used to covering it more, isn't he? Yeah, because he's a DH, Suzuki, usually.
Yeah, but I don't think that Ian Happ is. This is a. Wow. I don't think Ian Happ's played center field all season long, but if you go back in time, Mary, you might be right here that he's probably played more center than Seiya. That's possible.
You guys have to find something to talk about tonight when you're not watching PCA.
We'll go find Carm.
Ryan Herrera, who I've worked with at CHGO, says that Pete Crowbstrike is not in the lineup with a bruised right knee per manager.
Oh.
Craig Council, that was 1 minute ago, which is not his eye, but
it's worse.
Definitely on his body. So yeah. Not to dispute.
It's a lower injury, a lower body injury.
It's not hockey.
I don't care.
Steve's news comes up next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.